fácil business. How to put on books. We are here. Russia export from India will be terrible. So government paper we are printing 7-8 rupees per make that edition. All the books asking to get paper from the government, newspaper, and all the books should be published immediately.
5,000 copies.
Yeah, but by minimum 1,000.
Last time when we were speaking, I was mentioning to you that in Russia they are particularly inclined towards an exchange program of books, where we give our books and they will give some useless books.
What we should do?
You mentioned last time we will throw them away.
For us, there is no usable books in the whole world.
No.
We cannot waste our time.
No, of course. But is there any... of course we would like to...
But only some of the authorized books, just to take reference and to refute. Otherwise we have got to take lesson from anyone.
No.
This is a fact. All rascal circulators, what value they have got.
Supposing there are many thousands of libraries in Russia, and they're agreeable to placing, say, one of our books, of each book, in each of the libraries. But they're not willing to purchase all of these books, but they're willing to give us some book in exchange. Will we make this sacrifice? Because it will represent a loss of money.
We can add in for selling those at any cost.
We can arrange to sell our books to them at any cost.
No.
The books they get.
Exchange.
Can sell. There's some set resale value. Then we can realize some money.
Yeah.
They'll have value. There'll be some value. We can request them to send us samples of the books that they will return to us, and then we can
find out customers. Some shopkeepers, stores.
Oh yes.
Some return if we get our cost price of the books.
We should get cost price.
Not sure, that must be possible.
I've heard that in Russia, the people are so eager to read imported literature that any literature appears, they immediately buy it.
Yes. There's a black market going on in Russia, particularly black market on books. Books are smuggled into the country and sold, and they're very dearly read. People are very anxious.
Yeah, they must be, because they're keeping in darkness.
Yes.
These nasty countries, in the name of giving them material facility, they've killed them, even their independence. Mm. Such a horrible country. Mm. How people can tolerate loss of independence? It is very horrible. I am sitting here 24 hours. This is another thing. But if I understand that I cannot go out, I have to sit down here, it is hard. It is a horrible condition. Simply this impression that I have to keep myself within this. Although I am keeping myself.
Yeah.
I am not going only for walking. But the impression is that I cannot go out of this room, that my life is lost. Mrs. Seidler. So they are keeping their young men. They are not allowed to go out of the country, in Russia. Similarly in China.
Even more so.
So what kind of government it is? It is a horrible government. And they are hackneying only Lenin literature. This communist country, the people are forced to accept the government regulation. And that is all bad. I've seen in Moscow, generally the people are morose. Their face not very happy. They are also Europeans. They want freedom to go here and there. They have no such freedom. And poor. The taxi driver, first of all, there is scarcity of taxi. You cannot get taxi.
Even in Moscow, big city?
Yes. The Professor Kotovsky, I asked him that, please arrange for a taxi. So, well, Swamiji, it's Moscow. Sadly, he came down up to the gate. He was very courteous. He saw me, said, you go this way. We are 3-4 men. Then you find a short lane, and then you go in this way, then you get your way, whatever. He showed me some shortcut way, personally. He could not call a taxi. And somehow we went, we got a taxi, private taxi, and that man was begging for more than the pay.
That means...
Can you not give me a little more?
That means the system is a failure.
And then I could understand. And there was tourist bus taking here and there. That bus is third class. Even less opulent than in India.
How many days were you there?
1 week.
Short. You were only in Moscow?
That is the rich city. People are fighting to get into that city. They only allow so many people to live there.
Everything restricts.
You cannot just decide to move to Moscow. You cannot do that. You must take permission from the government to live in Moscow.
Everything. And we could not get nice food. There was no nice rice, wheat, fruit, flour, nothing. Fruit means the strawberries.
Oh.
I don't remember we could get any other fruit.
Perhaps you went at a bad season.
No. Everything is controlled. Whatever government will give you, we have to accept. And all the stores, they're just like, what is called? The old...
Grocery store?
Antique. That means no purchaser. People have no bank. People have no money. Simply bare necessities of life, where government supplies. And bus transport, buses standing in one place, best time, and people are running up. Women, men, mostly they walk.
Or bicycles.
Bicycle, I did not.
I think they must all wear the same clothes.
I did not study so much. Yes, there is no gorgeousness.
In China, they all wear the same clothes. China, whatever you saw in Russia, China is 10 times more oppressive. It is much more oppressive. They say that Russia is a complete failure because they are allowing so much looseness. The Chinese are accusing the Russians of being very loose and very capitalistic inclined. Chinese are very dissatisfied that Russians have given up the principles of Marx and they have taken after the Western ways, preferring one group above another group.
Because Russia was afraid of another revolution. People were preparing for it. So much pressure, intolerance, after all they are Europeans. So there was a chance of revolution.
Especially after Stalin, so many people were killed and sent to prison camps, and that was the way that they enforced it.
Stalin is calculated to be the greatest criminal in the world. He has killed so many men. All rogues. We were taken through the neighborhood of all aristocratic men who were killed during the revolution.
I was while reading about China, one of the books I was reading also described Cambodia, Vietnam, and Korea. And the recent histories of these countries are so horrible that the mostly in that part of the world now, they have become totally anti-American. They're very, very anti-American because of what the Americans have simply gone there.
Not Korea.
And, North Koreans, they don't love
them. No, not North Koreans, South Korea.
But now Korea's united?
No.
Oh, yes. I've been reading. They hate the Americans in North Korea.
What?
In North Korea, they hate the Americans.
What's that?
North Korea's coming.
Billy Graham has left Korea now.
Oh.
He went and he has left.
Oh.
He's in Japan.
He could not do anything then?
I don't know. He's left there. He went for 3 weeks and left. No, he's in Japan. I don't know where he's doing something.
If he could not do anything, he can come back to America.
Yeah. I think that that it's good for him to come back to America. He's been away from America for 5 or 6 years now.
Yeah, let him come back.
He can preach in colleges and
yeah.
It'd be a very purifying experience. Being by oneself for so long in that part of the world is very difficult.
To remain alone is risky. China wants to control India.
Also Russia.
Also Russia.
Yeah.
China would have attacked. They once attempted.
Yeah.
America prevented. They are thinking that because the officers are corrupt, the people are dissatisfied. And if we go, they will come.
Exactly correct.
Huh?
Oh yes, this is it's a perfect analysis.
Yeah.
They believe that, of course it's a fact, the leaders are very corrupt, but the people want to change, that's what they believe. And if we go, the people will work with us and overthrow this government and establish a true communistic government of all the benefit of the people. That's their idea. They feel that way about the whole world, the Chinese. They feel in America also. Of course, that's nonsense, but they think like that, that in America there's a huge working class and the working class are feeling oppressed. But that's nonsense.
Yeah, I think in America the working class are paid more than any country.
The average income in the United States now...
You know, a man who lays bricks?
Hmm?
A man who just lays bricks. Bricklayer.
Uh-huh.
In India he gets paid ten rupees a day.
At most.
Yeah. And here he gets paid $12 an hour.
Bricklayer.
Yeah, $12 an hour.
So $100 a day.
Oh, it is impossible to end it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very expensive. Construction worker, just to build a simple building, they charge construction about $9 an hour. Even every man, minimum. Unskilled man, $9 an hour.
Man, I would do the person.
We were discussing this.
Mm.
The way to do it is that you get some person, there are many persons all over the country who are knowledgeable and can do the work, but who are friendly. Just like in many temples that I visited, they have people, professionals who are working, but they're young men. And because they're friendly towards our society, they'll do the work for less money. I'm sure that there are people who can be found like that here.
Mm.
And there are
American devotees, Australian devotees. Mm.
I think it can be done amongst our devotees.
Mm. Yeah. We are not, but the answer is to get it done immediately. We shall do it. So
me and Tamal Krishna, we've organized now the Sankirtan here. The Sankirtan should increase about 10 times.
Mm.
Before they were doing $300 a day, now they should be doing about $1,300 a day. Therefore, I think if we have profit, 50% can go for books and 50% can be banked. And when they have enough money, then we can build a temple. But it's the only question...
No, what? Whatever collection is there, 50% gone. Why? Wait.
And what about my collections in Japan?
You also spend
here
for the time.
Because I will be getting nice collections this year.
Yeah.
I should bank it here?
Huh?
It should come here.
Yeah.
The construction in Mayapur.
It's just that I don't have...
You have paid?
From Radha Damodar Party? We were doing that previous to the Mayapur Festival.
Yes, you are also in Japan, you are funding.
Yes.
Yes, there is no temple. Must be
us. Do you think some of the devotees were expressing that maybe in the front would be better, then they could come in off the street. Otherwise they have to go around the...
Uh-huh.
The building was built up here in the front.
Mm.
Some people were thinking this might be a better spot because there's no sun back here.
Mm.
And it becomes very muddy there.
What is the area here?
Oh, it's just bigger.
Bigger?
Yes. And they say these neighbors back here are the ones that do all the complaining. So some were expressing that this might be better if they could come in off the street. And see. Also, if many tourists come to Hawaii, and if we make it very nice, then they can. Many tourist buses may come here to see the temple. So if it is near the gate, they can come right in. But it's just that I have no knowledge of how to build anything.
Oh.
myself how to go about it. I don't have any experience or knowledge of that.
No, you have no experience. So that Australian boy who has constructed Melbourne Temple, Pascha.
Pascha, isn't it? Mm. Yeah, he's in New York.
You can come and help.
Yeah, he'll be free pretty soon.
Someone has to organize for the construction, though. That's the main thing. Then later, the inside can be.
In Mayapur, they're completing the that building. They had begun that long residential building.
Which one?
The one while we were there.
Uh-huh.
I remember they were doing the first ground floor.
Uh-huh.
I think you told them to.
They're complete.
What about the other side?
Where the side also
exhibition
said,
hall.
Other side also said it to begin.
And Bombay also has to be finished.
Mm.
So sufficient funds have to be sent for completing Bombay in 10 months' time and for those two buildings in Mayapur.
Bombay, the slab is laid.
Oh.
Temple.
Wow.
Latest letter.
Yeah.
The tower, fifth floor.
Really?
I think it will be finished earlier.
Sorry. Any more news on the attempt of the government to take it back?
The government, I know it will be unable to take. They cannot acquire temple.
No.
There is no such law.
Sorry.
And even they acquire, we can say, all right, take it.
And make
Seva it. Puja must be gone.
That thing.
We shall have. And the Hindus will ferociously get to neglect. All that will do.
They could write a book. A book should be written about the Bombay.
Yes, that one lady.
Yes, Dr.
Nirmala.
Dr. Singhal's wife.
Yeah. She has already sent some article why it is not published.
Yeah, she's always, whenever I see her, she always asks why they don't publish.
Yes, I inquire.
So we should start to make inquiry now throughout the world how to push these books forward. Just as you're pointing out, sending books from India to Russia. In this way there may be so many arrangements.
Just find out what is the venue to push our books. As much as possible.
Should I concentrate my time for this?
Yes, only. This is really your only business. All over the world, see how the books can be pushed. In their language or in English. Now you have got several languages. Yes, seen the latest.
English.
Portuguese, you said?
Spanish.
Spanish. Mm. You have seen?
I don't think I have.
Good.
It's on the bottom shoulder.
Last.
This one?
And last. Last book. Yeah.
Yeah. Very handsome.
Never done very nice.
Yeah, that's the idea. Books like this can be introduced. I'm certain that every single Spanish embassy around the world will take a book like this for their library. And there's plenty of them. There's many
and
nations.
You can show standing order of other languages.
Right.
So they will take. And the guitar is so nice.
Beautiful. Yeah, that book's damn nice. Mm-hmm. Color is good.
Spanish language courses?
Yeah. This is printed in America. American.
Printed in EUA.
That is
US.
This way, possible print in Russian language. In black mark.
Yes. That's possible, and they'll be eager for it.
The young people are dissatisfied, young students.
Small books print, first of all, see how the black market is.
Small part.
And big books.
There's also all of the Eastern European countries.
Yes, take back black market. There must be intermediate man who deals in black market.
There is.
Oh yeah. Get them. Let them make good profit. We want to push up, that's all. Let them take money and we don't mind. When there is trickery, you become trickery. Krishna's plan. Those are plain. Krishna is very kind and plain. Those are tricky. All right. I was tricky. We shall adopt all the means of the materialistic person simply for Krishna. Just like Krishna's rasa dance, any materialistic person at dead of night will be glad to dance with young girls. What is the difference? But because it was Krishna's dancing, so this association of the woman with Krishna is taken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the first class worship. Ramma Kati Upasana, Vrajavadhu Bhargavita. Krishna has become a little tricky with the gopi. Oh, he has come at dead at night. What your husband, father, you think? And there are so many ferocious animals in the jungle. Please get out of here. Yes, right there. And the gopis are thinking, what this rascal is saying. So sorry that we have come leaving everything and this rascal is giving us moral instruction. This is love. They can chastise Krishna. Some or other. Black market, white market, red market. Let them make, and as soon as there is taste, there will be very good demand. And this black marketer will make profit, and they do. this Chinese policy or the Russian policy will not stand. Simply, we require to make ourselves strong. As soon as we become stronger than the communist movement, we shall finish everyone.
Finish everyone?
Yeah.
You mean attack them?
That I shall tell it. We become a little strong. We cannot allow them. Because Krishna's policy is Paitrana Sadha Pila Sadha Drishti. So you have to take that policy.
In Vrindavan one day on a walk, you were saying that Krishna's soldiers will walk all over the world and they will approach everyone and say, "Do you believe in Krishna?" And if they say no, immediately kill them.
Yeah. Not kill them with weapon, but kill them by sankirtan. They are already dead. So physical killing is for very big, big, strong man like Mao or these planes like that. That is common people. They have to be shown mercy.
More a question of revival. For common people, more a question of revival.
If they allow us to forward our movement, then we are satisfied. And when there is hindrance, the person who is hindering. But don't do it now. Then it will be finished.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Do you think the time will come when it will?
Oh, yes. Because Krishna has two business, Paitrana, Sadhana, Vinakasi. We are for delivering all people. Anyone who will put hindrance, then we are finished. Not small, big. That is why all over the world, politics.
Chanaka Pandit, he also...
That is the way everywhere. Then we automatically finish. Just like the Ramakrishna mission, who are advertising, that we have done wonderful in fun. Then I finished. They are simply making false propaganda in India. Actually, they are funds. What is called funds?
Funds.
The poison tea.
Fangs.
That is broken. So make first of all try to push books. Everywhere, all over the world. There were so many languages, like Russian also.
Oh.
that much. Chinese also. Black matter, they cannot check.
Uh-huh. And you don't need permission either.
No.
And there's more profit too.
Yes.
The black one.
I guess if there is demand, then you can make good profit. Huh? And there will be demand.
There will be a big demand for you.
Huh?
Oh, there will be a big demand.
Yeah.
Very big. Very big.
Charge.
They sent one translation of Tulsidas's Ramcharitmanas. It was sold all in a week. Mm. And therefore they have stopped now.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. Really?
Yes.
It's Bhagavad Gita. It's Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
They sent shorts. Bhagavad Gita.
Sometimes I wonder that. Of course, we want our books to be translated by our own men, but in the absence of sufficient translators...
The thing you see that our men, me, they know the philosophy.
Yes.
Others, they do not know. Mm. That is difficult. Mm.
Supposing we have... I'm just using this hypothetical.
Any our man who knows Russian language, he should check.
Professionals may translate, but yeah. One of our men may check.
Just like our books have been done in Germany. You know.
Yes. Yeah, then you can have quite a few books translated. Because if we only depend on our men for the entire translating work, it will never get done.
No, no. You engage professional men, but he may not create the hammer.
No, he must be checked by someone who knows. This is exciting. I'd love to see your Bhagavad Gita, the most widely read black market book in Russia.
Then that will create revolution.
These books are very revolutionary. You're very strong. You have put everything in very clear-cut, strong words. You have attacked everyone who is not Krishna conscious, as fools and rascals.
It is a fact. It is not exaggerated.
In your article in Back to Godhead about Marx, you call him a... What is that?
Nonsense.
A nonsense. You call him a Marxist nonsense.
Yeah. What is this philosophy? Dialectic.
Dialectic materialism.
So we have written on dialectic spiritualism.
Harikesh.
Yes. He read it to us. He's preaching, I think, in Eastern Europe sometimes. We got a report. Has he written you?
Yes, I heard that. But is he doing all right or not?
From the report, it appears that he goes occasionally into some Eastern European countries. Mm. Mostly he's concentrating in England, Germany, and Scandinavia. He has a party, and they're doing speaking engagements and distributing books. And sometimes he went in which countries?
Czechoslovakia. Hungary.
Did he go to the United
States? He went to, Budapest.
Yeah, he's going to some communist European country.
They've made their vans with false bottoms, and they hide the books underneath. So the border they do not see. Underneath the van is all your books. When they get in the country, then they distribute the books to these students.
Revolution.
That's very nice.
Sometimes he said when he's speaking, the translator will not say what he is saying.
Sometimes he forgets them. Usually he speaks very carefully, guarded words. But once or twice he starts speaking, you know, direct Krishna consciousness, and the translator looks at him and won't translate it into the local language. sometimes he forgets himself and starts speaking about Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the translator suddenly looks at him. Usually he covers everything.
He has done a good job.
He's a fit person. Very intelligent.
In this way, well, you are all intelligent, you can plan. The aim is how to do this. That is first consideration. In Bhagavata it is very figuratively described that we have got this body and the different parts, just like Arjuna is sitting on the chariot. There is chariot driver, the horses, the reins, the wheel, and the arrow and the bow. They have been figuratively. So this can be used for killing the enemies of this consciousness and then give up all this. Paraphernalia, chariot, wheel. Just like after fighting, owning victory, then you give it up. And so long this body is there, the mind is there, the senses are there, so utilize it for conquering over this material existence. And then give up your body and go back.
Does a devotee, I mean, just like you're always enthusing us to push
that
forward.
That is happening, your weapons. That you have to discard. By serving the spiritual master, you keep your weapon always sharpened. And then take help from Krishna. The words of spiritual master, sharpened weapon, and Jasya Prasadam Bhagavat, and the spiritual master is happy, then Krishna immediately becomes happy. He gives you strength. Suppose you have got a sword, sharpened sword, but if you have no strength, what will you do with the sword? Krishna will give you the strength, how to fight and kill the enemies. Everything is discussed. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Krishna Kripa, make your weapon certain by the instruction of the spiritual master, and then Krishna will give you strength, you will be able to conquer. This figurative explanation, I think, last night I gave. অচ্যুত বড় অচ্যুত we are soldiers of Krishna, servant of Arjuna. Simply we have to act accordingly, then we finish our enemies. They have no power, although their number is 100 times. There's the Kurus and the Pandavas. They have no power. Jatta Yogeshwara Krishna. Keep Krishna in your side, then everything will be done. tatra sri bija.
Srila Prabhupada, we have to go now. Catch our air. You'll be coming to America in about a month's time?
3 weeks.
I think so.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
The Rath Yatra in New York is taking place on July 18th. I think it's
so. If I go earlier, New York, my place is on.
Oh yeah. If you like to come, it's ready. It'll be ready.
I want to go. I want to see how this new building is.
Utilized.
Because I went there in New York, no place to stay.
Yes.
There it is. Very gladly we have got now.
This place is the best facility we have in the movement. We should.
All the news Nityanam. Nityanam Karuna Hare Vraja Radha Krishna Pada. In this I was saying. Balaram Haila Nityanam. So this word Balo I have utilized. And it is supported by Vedic Vasa. Nāvātmā balahīnena labhyā. Without balada. Give this garland to him. And this flower to that body.
Chantana.
This Chantana.